Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
All right, can you hear me now? Breaker 19, well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs for the second time. We'll try that again. It looks like we got our audio up and running now. Daggone Twistboard wants to freeze up on us first thing on a Friday morning. Well, I got to tell you, it froze up because, well, it's freezing down here in Texas. I thought we would be coming south and be hitting the warmer climate. And, well, yeah, not so much. It was 35 degrees when I woke up this morning here in Livingston, Texas. Now, we are down here for the Gary LaFeu, Rob Smets Bullfighting Bull Riding School that is going on. And, man, I'm telling you what, we have had an interesting trip, to say the least. We had a six-hour road trip yesterday, and, of course, some of you fans were hanging out with us, and we had a great time hanging out with you. Got down here to Livingston. Heard from Rob Smets about 8 o'clock last night. Was supposed to get back with him about 8:30. Didn't hear back from him. And got down here to where we were supposed to be and started calling him. Lo and behold, wouldn't you know, he'd fall asleep and didn't answer his phone. So we ended up going to Livingston, back in the town, which is about 15 miles away, and we would get ourselves a hotel for the night. Well, you know, being that it was a short notice thing, we figured, well, we'll just go with the cheapest rate. And we did. And we're sorry for that because I don't think I slept much at all last night. I was kind of scared to death. And then woke up this morning to the roosters crowing. I'm telling you, this hotel was not the best in the world. Yeah. The cable would only half work sometimes. It had an old electric heater. And I was scared to death to turn this thing on. You had to beat on it, for starters, and then the alarm would go off. And I was so afraid that the bedroom would, or the hotel room would catch fire last night, I didn't sleep much at all. And I'm telling you, I think they probably actually had the vibrating bed, but that was in their suite. We did not get that. We got the cheaper rate. So, yeah, we got the bed with the bed bugs. I was scared to death, I'm telling you. Was not the prettiest of hotels that we've ever been at. But, hey, we're here. We're ready to rodeo. And I'm telling you, got up this morning, met up with Rob and his group with the Bullfighters as they were in doing some lectures and reviewing some video from yesterday. And I've got that video footage that we're going to put together. Should be a really good deal. I'm telling you, there was a lot of great action that happened yesterday, and we look forward to the same thing here again today. Really should be an interesting deal. And I know that Denise was with us here in the chat room yesterday and said that name may have crossed her desk. Yeah, it was scary. It was without a doubt scary, and I wouldn't be surprised if there had been a few fatalities that have occurred out there in that place. But anyhow, we're here, we're having some fun, and, well, you know, we're ready to get out here and get into the action. Now, you know, I did tell you guys that we're going to be here for the day. I'll also tell you, if you guys recall going back and watching the video that we did, the Ustream broadcast with the Allied Bull Riders, you know that they had some junior bull riders, and there are some here for this school. And I will tell you that I have seen a lot of compliments coming in on these young kids that are out here and the try and the abilities that these guys have. And, of course, you know, most of it comes from their heart and determination, but a lot of it comes from the fine-tuning that guys like Sam Medlock has put together with this Allied Bull Riding team. And we're seeing that here at the school. These guys are coming out here, and they're representing, and they're showing the determination that they have and the abilities that they have. And it was really impressive. So, you know, the young person in particular I'm talking about is young Keyshawn, and he was there, actually had some really good questions for some of the senior pro bull riders there at the Allied Bull Riders broadcast that we brought you guys. So, anyways, getting back down to a really great time, you know, great morning anyways to be here, although I am a little sleepy. So I will probably be crashing pretty early tonight, and then we'll be getting up tomorrow. You know, they've got about a half a day of lectures, and then they've got actually a jackpot bull ride and bullfight going on tomorrow night. So it should be a really interesting thing. But we're going to be capturing a lot of video footage. We're going to have some promo videos set up for you guys, and you guys will have the opportunity to check that out on YouTube, and we may even be streaming some of it live there on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So you guys will just have to stay tuned to that, but it should be a good time. And I'm actually just seeing Jed LaFue walk across the path here, so he is down here as well, working with some of these young bull riders. And, man, I'm telling you, great time. One thing I've got to bring up today is Veterans Day. And, of course, yesterday was the Marine Corps birthday, but today we've got to celebrate and pay tribute to all of the veterans out here and, you know, wish them the best for the job that they do and thank them. And, you know, we do appreciate the job that they do. But, hey, guys, guess what? It is Friday, time to kick things off and get things rolling. And we're going to be rocking and rolling. So make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
It's burning a hole right through my pocket and in
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post.
I can run to Iraq like this.
I can run to Iraq like this.
All the way to Baghdad, like this.
All the way to Baghdad.
You want answers? I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Well, I think. Yeah, okay. I believe we are. So, anyhow, we're back. Thank you again for hanging out here with us. Of course, it's Friday, our last lunch hour rodeo show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network as we get ready to go prime time. Starting Monday, want to invite you to invite all your friends and, so we're going to get together and hang out and have ourselves a good time on a Monday night. We'll talk some bull riding. We'll have some special guests there with us, and we are going to have ourselves a whole bunch of fun. But I'm reading some very interesting conversations that are going on in our chat room right now. And, military and cowboys, I think, are the best breeds. And, I've got a little bit of both, so that's right. It doesn't get any better than me. I'm just kidding there. But, no, seriously, I really am. Anyhow, getting back down to it, let's get back on to our topics of discussion here. You know, one thing that we haven't had on one of our Friday shows in a long time is our good friend, Ms. Paige Gregory, giving us our Nashville report. Well, being at the CMAs, we're here just this last weekend. We're going to bring her on the line and catch up with Ms. Paige. Are you with us?
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Paige. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. My service out here in Montana is really bad, so if it's hard to hear me, I'm sorry. I try to find a place that has good service, so hopefully you can hear me good.
We hear you loud and clear, girl. So how are things
okay,
going?
Good.
What's the latest and the greatest on the CMAs?
Well, the band Terry won New Artist of the Year. Their price went up to $100K now. So I'm real proud for them, but kind of hurts the fair season here because they had put offers in them and now they can't afford the band Terry. So now they're kind of stuck on which new artists they need to get now. But I'm excited for, hearing Faith Hill on the CMAs again. She came out and released her new song, which was pretty cool. I didn't think there was any excitement on the CMAs this year. I mean, nothing too exciting. I mean, I'm glad that Miranda Lambert won Female Vocalist of the Year and Blake won, Male Vocalist of the Year. I think they deserve it, but I didn't think there was, no upsets or anything. It just kind of seemed the same. What did you think about it?
I did not get a chance to actually watch the CMAs.
Yeah.
But I did get the reports, and, of course, hearing that Miranda and Blake both won Country Music Artist, of the Year. I'm kind of torn. I'm glad that Blake won it, but then again, I'm husband and wife thing winning it together,
yeah.
I know it's a special deal for them.
I agree.
But I don't know. I think they could have done better than Miranda, just my opinion.
Yeah, well, also down here with Western Underground, you know who that is, right?
I do.
And last night they showcased here, and they were real nice. Ned's really, really shy. And it was funny because everybody's like, why are you so shy, Ned, But they did great, I don't know if they got a lot of booking dates here, but hopefully they did.
Yeah, absolutely. So what else is going on in the Nashville world? Is there anything big and exciting happening out there?
Right now, it's very bottom season right now for talent agencies and stuff like that. Right now we're in Rocky Mountain, Montana, for a fair convention here, and next place is Vegas and the NFR and all that good stuff. But right now a lot of the artists are coming back in home to either record new albums or spend time with family right now. So that's pretty much it for the music business part.
Yeah. Well, I know that you're going to be looking forward to going out there for the NFR, and hopefully
we'll get a chance
to run into you. It'll be a good time.
Are you going, Scott? Uh-oh.
You're breaking up just a little bit.
Okay. Are you going to the NFR?
We're going to try.
Okay, cool.
So,
awesome.
But I hear that the party's at your place, so, right?
Yeah. Y'all are invited.
Good deal. Okay, so all the fans out there that are tuned in, the party for the NFR is going to be at Paige Gregory's hotel. We'll give you more details as we find out where she's going to be.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, sounds good.
Good deal. Who are you going out there with, Paige?
Well, the first part, like the week before the NFR starts, I'm actually going to a convention, and that's like all the fair buyers in the world, like from Hawaii, China, Japan, you know, Montana, Wyoming, and stuff like that. But I'm going to my grandma's the first part, and I'm going to meet up with some friends and go to the NFR, so.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like a good time then. Sounds like a real
yeah,
good time.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, and hopefully, like I said, we'll have an opportunity to meet up with you guys. It'll be a lot of fun.
Heck
we'll
yeah.
make it happen.
It'll be fun. Exactly.
Yeah, we're getting the word that you're going to be party hosting.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm actually throwing two parties in Vegas.
You bet. Well, I know that there are a lot of parties that do go on out there, but we want to party with Paige.
Awesome, yeah. It'll be fun.
You bet. All right, Paige. Well, listen, this is actually our final Lunch Hour Rodeo show on Fridays. We're getting ready to move to prime time, 7 o'clock Central Time on Monday and Wednesdays, and hopefully we'll
you're
have you jump on board.
You're only giving shows on Monday and Wednesdays now?
Yep. We're going to move our shows to Monday and Wednesdays, and we're going to go prime time, 7 o'clock Central Time.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Paige. We'll catch up with you then. Until then, have a great weekend.
You too. See ya.
All right. Okay, guys. Of course, that was Miss Paige Gregory giving us our Nashville report here on a Friday afternoon. And I'm telling you, really excited to be moving to this deal, the prime time. I think it's going to open up more opportunities for us to be able to get out there and do more things like we need to do. So, like being down here in Livingston, Texas, you know, I mean, actually, while we're sitting here doing our show, there's a bullfighting, bull riding school going on with some of the best in the business. And we're talking about Gary LaFeu, Judd LaFeu. We've got Miles Hare, Rob Smets down here, some legends in the industry, world champions, no doubt. And this is a great opportunity, and we're going to be able to get you guys some footage. We're going to be posting some pictures here before too long, so make sure to stay tuned to Facebook. If you don't have us as a friend already, you can follow our fan page at Makin' 8 Network on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter under Makin' 8. We want to make sure that you guys can all get over there and hang out with us. And, like I said, this is just the start, as I don't know for sure. We'll have to work out the details and let you guys know by tomorrow if we're going to be doing a live video stream tomorrow afternoon for the Jackpot Bull Ride freestyle and protection bullfighting competition going on out here. And then, of course, we're going to be taking off and going to Montgomery, which is just outside of Houston. It's about 2 hours away, and we'll be meeting up with Sam Medlock and the Allied Bull Riders there on Sunday. Some of the junior Allied Bull Riders are actually here for this school, so we're going to be able to catch up with these guys. And I think we could really have some great opportunities. It's going to give you guys a chance to see some video highlights of how the Allied Bull Riders have been doing from Little Rock, Arkansas, all the way to Las Vegas. And we're going to kind of follow along. We're going to catch up with head coach Sam Medlock and find out about how these guys are doing and some of the things that they've been encountering along the way. So it should be a really good opportunity. I want all of you guys to tune in Sunday night, 7 o'clock Central Time, to the Allied Bull Ride channel there on Ustream. And you can find us there. We'll have the links posted on Facebook and on Twitter. And then, of course, whenever we decide to pack up and leave Montgomery, then we'll be doing another road trip deal on the road with Makin' 8. And, that'll be another good opportunity for you guys to sit back with us and hang out. And we have some interesting conversations, no doubt about it, as we did last night. So. But we did have a really good time, and we look forward to doing it again with all of you Makin' 8 Maniacs. So this is really not the end of, the deal. Like I said, who knows? Down the road, we may come back up here to our lunch hour shows, but for the time being, we're going to put the lunch hour shows on hold and put things together and really get a grip and go prime time. We want to get more fans involved and we want to get you guys to be a part of this. So it really does seem like so many of you guys are having a good time, and we really have a good time with you. I never thought something like this would go over like it has. I sit back and I think about it, and I'm like, wow, you guys are just sitting back on this road trip deal, checking out the scenery, chit-chatting, making conversation. Last night while we were waiting on Rob, we were started off with a 20-question segment that only got the one question. So, yeah, when you put a few hours, you know, behind on the road and some energy drinks, there's no telling what could happen. Yeah, well, you know, and I should make you guys start shelling out for gas money as we need help getting up and down the road. But some of you actually have, and we've received some donations coming in from you guys and do really appreciate it from some of our fans out there. You guys are really the reason why we're able to keep doing what we're doing. So you guys just keep selling it, keep supporting us, and we're going to be there every step of the way. So, yeah. Maybe I do need a little alcohol to get through the 20 questions. But, hey, that's all you guys asked was one question. I told you guys I would answer, but I got one question asked. I put a storyline behind it, and it just went crazy from there. So, anyhow. But, yeah, we really do appreciate all of you guys and your support that you guys have given us over the course of the last year, year and a half, you know. You guys have been a big support, and we could not have done what we have without you guys. And that includes our big sponsors that we had in Taylor Truck and as well as Cat Johnson, you know, sponsoring us for our Vegas trip last year. And we're pretty grateful of that, I'm telling you. It does mean a lot. So, anyways, we're about 30 minutes into our show, Rodeo fans. We've got about 30 minutes left. We're going to open up phone lines for you, 646-915-9940. When we come back, we're going to talk some of the bull riding news that's going on PBRNow.com as well as ProRodeo.com. So y'all make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Veterans Friday afternoon. Don't forget, thank your veterans today.
So don't call me Tex. No, I don't mind you asking about this cast here on my leg. I had a little bad luck with a bull in Santa Fe. It don't be good, but I'll ride tonight, cause if I don't, I don't get paid. No, I never thought about safer line of work with a little more security that won't get me hurt. You can take away my pickup, put me in a black sedan, hang up my hat, spurs and boots, it's my Copenhagen chain. Put me in a high-rise office, make me wear a suit and tie. Never understand, cowboying ain't just what I do, it's who I am. It's how I think, it's what I feel, it's the way of life I love. No, it ain't like I had a choice, it's in my blood. You can take away my pickup, put me in a black sedan, hang up my hat, spurs and boots, it's my Copenhagen chain. Put me in a high-rise office, make me wear a suit and tie. But I'll be a cowboy till the day I die. Copenhagen can put me in a high-rise office, make me wear a suit and tie, but I'll be a cowboy till the day I die. cowboy till the day I die.
Five-time world champion Rob Smith. You're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network as we are wrapping things up for our Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows right here. You know, it has been a great, great time, and we have really enjoyed being out here at the Lunch Hour times and catching up with all of our fans out here. But you know what? There's so many more that are catching us on the archives and whatnot that I believe that moving our show times to the prime times around 7 o'clock Central Time is going to open up a door to get more fans on board here with us, which is what we want. We want to get you guys over here interacting with us and hanging out, having ourselves a good time as we talk a little rodeo and a little bit of bull riding. Now, I will tell you that during the break, I just had the opportunity to run into young Keyshawn and Whitehorse, actually. Would be his last name, young 14-year-old, and he's been working with the Allied Bull Riders and Sam Medlock. And I'll tell you what, this kid is a hand. He's actually going to be entered up in this jackpot deal tomorrow night. And if you're anywhere around the area, you know, Lee should actually try to get her mom to make a road trip, and y'all come on down here and hang out. I think you'll find it well worthwhile. But if you're going to find a hotel, I don't recommend right there in Livingston, because the only one that I found that was reasonable, not a very good place to stay. So, but anyhow, you know, we are just kicking it back right here on a Friday, but we got some bull riding and some rodeo to talk about. And I did get to see some of the storylines coming across PBRnow.com, and as their break is there, you know, Keith Ryan Cartwright sure in enough is getting things out there and letting you fans know what is going on with some of these guys. And you know, some great storylines talking about our good buddy and neighbor actually down the road, Mr. Cord McCoy. And, you know, he talks a little bit in his storyline about, you know, not having the amazing race to jump out there to with his brother. Which, you know, it's an interesting conversation piece right there. You know, if we've noticed, you know, or if you guys have noticed, you know, and this is something I haven't really discussed with Cord, but you know, throughout his last couple seasons, just seems like he's been run right through and just kind of hanging on by the tail end, was barely able to squeak in the finals this year, you know. I think it had a lot to do with that amazing race. Now, you know, of course, coming to the finals, right after that, these guys had to get back out and, you know, start that filming for the amazing race. This year he didn't, and this year he performed so much better. Actually finishing in the top 10 there at the PBR World Finals. And that says a lot, you know. I think he's dedicated. I think he's back. He's kind of got his mindset back, and he's ready to go. And I look forward to seeing what he can do this next season. Another really interesting storyline that I think that you guys might find to be entertaining. I was reading some of the storylines on Robinson Palermo, and obviously his surgery went well, and you know, he is getting ready to head to Brazil, and he's going to be staying down there for a couple months. He's going to be doing some training and things like that, and well, McKenna Wimberly is actually going to be going down there to train with him. Well, that's a guy I think we're going to have to look out for. That's a guy right there that I think is going to certainly make a run. This guy's training with the Brazilians. I think he's found out something that some of the other American bull riders are trying to get a hold of right now. And that's, you got to find that team concept. And I shoot, I respect McKinnon Ford. I think he's going to be one to contend with next year, all season long. So we're going to have to stay tuned to that. You know, the 2012 season should be really a good one, and I look forward to it. Now, I was also checking out the schedule there on PBRNav.com and saw that they've got three events here. Once again, they've got Tulsa, they've got Oklahoma City, and they've got Thackerville. And, you know, it's going to start off at the beginning of the year in Oklahoma City. Definitely look forward to being there for that. I believe that's going to be the first week or so in February. And then in August, they've got two events, one being Tulsa, the next one being actually 2 weeks after that, right there in Thackerville at the casino. And we're going to definitely work on being there both, and hopefully you guys will be there with us. And, you know, I see that comment coming in about McKinnon being an adopted Brazilian for a long time. You know, I do know that he and Mesa are very good friends with Laramie and several of those Brazilian guys over there. But I think McKinnon has kind of found his team. You know, I think he sort of found who is so successful and who he wants to surround himself by. And I think that he is certainly going to be one to contend with next year when it comes to the American Bull Rider stepping up. I think that he is going to be one in the runnings. And as long as he can stay healthy, which, you know, of course, we hope everybody does. But I really believe that McKinnon is going to make a very, very strong run next season. Just my opinion. Anyhow, we do have phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a quick call. We would love to hear from you. But I think it's going to certainly open up the door. Now, we've talked, you know, some about the PBR, but their season does not start back up until January. We still have the Wrangler National Finals, which is going to take some of the top in each event, not just bull riding. But we've got some great bull riders that are going to be there, one being a PBR superstar, Shane Proctor. And I look forward to seeing what he's going to do. Now, has his groin injury healed up enough? Is it going to be a factor at the Wrangler National Finals? We will soon find out, as we're only a couple weeks away. So you guys will have to stay tuned. And, well, hopefully we'll be able to hang out with Paige Gregory and be out there and watch it and be doing some of the party in there with our good friend Miss Paige. But we'll have to wait and see. That door is still open. You know, we've got the dates reserved. We just have to get the means to get there. So, but we are working on some things, and we've got some potential there that I think are really going to lead us in the right direction. So, anyhow, you know, just like yesterday here, as we were getting ready to hit the road, I will tell you guys that we are going to open up the phone lines a little bit early, give you your 8-second mind bender. Now, we still have not received any phone calls, but we are going to let you guys have the opportunity to speak your mind. Give us a quick question, a quick comment, or some cowboy logic for us. You got 8 seconds. Now, we're not going to cut you off, but we're going to run at the 8-second mark. We want you guys to make a statement. Tell us what's on your mind. Doesn't necessarily have to be bull riding. Doesn't necessarily have to be rodeo. You can call just to say howdy. You know, wish us a happy Veterans Day. Wish all of our veterans out there a happy Veterans Day. Whatever the case may be, we want to hear from you, though. 646-915-9940. And that is a great note, and thank you, Lisa, for posting that comment out there in regards to the Wrangler National Finals. Will be broadcasted on GAC this year and not ESPN. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I know that last year, being that they had the ESPN coverage, they also had the online video streaming of it, and you were able to tune in and watch it online. This time, I don't know if we're going to get that. I hope that we can. But regardless, it will be broadcasted on GAC, so you'll be able to find it this year right there. And should be a great 10 rounds. Like I said, I certainly look forward to it. I think that this could be one of the closest matchups as we have, you know, especially in the bull riding, Shane Proctor dealing with an injury which may play a part. But he's got a commanding lead right now. He's really set a mark this year at the NFR, and I would love to see him be crowned as a world champion. But he's got three-time world champion behind him in J.W. Harris. So, you know, this guy is no stranger to the game, understands the pressure, and can certainly make a run there as well. So what's going to happen there at the NFR? Well, then, of course, we've got our good friend Mr. Shane Hanchy in the tie-down, who's sitting, I believe, in third or fourth place coming into it. Now, last year he was fifth coming in and pulled out a second or third place finish overall. So a lot of money to be earned and a lot of opportunities for somebody to be crowned a world champion there. But, I mean, there's so many other events. You've got your barrel racing. You've got your team roping. You've got your steer wrestling. Man, I'm telling you, it's going to be really exciting. And hopefully all of you guys will tune in. Now, I will tell you that if we are watching it on GAC, that we will open up a chat room. We will sit online with you fans. We want to get closer. You know, last year during many of the events, we actually had Skype opened up. And we would have Skype conversations. Now, we may or may not be able to do that again this year, but I know that we will have a chat room opened up for you on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, a place where you guys can come over, hang out, and, you know, kind of be our own live event center. And, you know, we'll have an opportunity to be able to sit back and have some fun. And that's truly what we want to be able to do. Like I said, I don't know with the move, you know, that the PRCA going to GAC has been the, if that's going to be the best move. I think strategically when you're talking about television networks and being moved around, I think that the CBR has gotten the better end of any deal that we've seen as of yet. As they are moving to Fox Sports Network, and I believe that's really going to cater to them and open up the CBR market. And hopefully the fans will be able to tune in a lot more and catch the CBR action there on the Fox Sports Network. So it's a pretty big network to be a part of, and I know the CBR is excited about it. We're excited to watch it. So you guys will have to make sure to stay tuned this season for that as well. Just trying to scan things over here real quick, fans. We still have phone lines open, 646-915-9940. We're going to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to start wrapping up our final Lunch Hour Rodeo show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Stay tuned.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes in the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Teton, who watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore and thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the mind of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network as we are kicking things off from Livingston, Texas. And we are just about ready to get things started down here. Now, I know that we have seen Gary and Judd LaFue, Rob Smets, Miles Harris down here. We've got the guys down here with the gear rigging bags. They're ready to go buck some bulls, and we are ready to get down there and go watch them. So we're going to get together for you, and we are going to start hanging out, and we will get back with you guys. Make sure to stay tuned to our Facebook page as well as our Twitter links, as we'll be giving you word on whether or not we will be broadcasting from tomorrow night. Worst case scenario, we will definitely see you guys 7 o'clock Central Time on Sunday from Montgomery, Texas, with the Allied Bull Riders. So make sure you guys are staying tuned. And, you know, we do want to once again thank our veterans here on this special day for them as we remember what they have done for us. And the reasons why we're able to get out here and have the freedom of speech and some of the things that we're able to do out here and, well, have the rodeos. Now, one thing that we've got to do is we've got to give you a little bit of cowboy logic, courtesy of our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton, who is here in our chat room today, and we are glad to have her here with us. But she sends out some really good cowboy logic today and want to let you guys know what it is. Victory is not in what was gained alone, but what was lost in the millions. And, you know, that really is so true that, you know, in order for us to achieve that greatness and achieve that victory, we have to also know what it's like to have failed. And we've certainly done a lot of that here on the Making A Rodeo Network, but we keep striving, and that's what it is that no-quit attitude and that willingness to succeed, that refuse to quit. So, anyhow, we are glad that Melanie has been able to join us here on our final Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Want to remind you guys, just because it's the final one here doesn't mean that it's our final show, as we're getting ready to launch this thing prime time. So, yeah, make sure you guys are tuned in Monday night, 7 o'clock Central Time, as we will be back on the ranch for the first time in a long time. And we look forward to that. Don't forget Short Go Radio as well, 5:30 Central Time, there on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. You can find it all right there. So, anyways, we're going to wrap up our show just a little bit early, fans, as we get ready to head on over here to the arena. Livingston, Texas is where you can find us hanging out with some of the legends as they instruct some of the future of the sport. We're going to have it all right here. We're going to have some photos. We'll be posting them online here in just a little bit, so make sure to stay tuned. Until then, rodeo fans, make sure to get a grip with Making8.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music.
Turn your radio on.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.